Rise and shine. My name is Michi.
And my name's Brendan.
And it is time for Take Me Downtown, brought to you by the Reed Culver Funeral Home. And we do have the mayor in studio, Suzanne Myers, along with Taylor Tannehill.
Good morning.
How are we, guys?
Good.
Great.
We kind of brought downtown to us.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could say that, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys had a big, important roundtable yesterday.
Or Tuesday.
Tuesday. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. So Tuesday, we had a roundtable, invited the community to come and listen to what we have proposed on the ballot for August 25th. And really the discussion revolved around the two propositions that are going to be voted on that day. And so talked about proposition number one, which is a half-cent sales tax. That expires in 15 years, and the purpose of the tax is for capital improvements. And so there's a list of 12 projects that really hit from everything from improvements to our senior citizens center and improvements to our aquatic facilities.
And that's just a continuation of the sales tax that's already been there, right?
Correct, yeah. It's,
so it shouldn't change for the customers and the citizens.
That's right. It's not a new tax, not a tax increase. And so you would be paying the same after it's voted on as you are today. And
so what was the mood at the roundtable?
I would say it was pretty positive. We got a lot of feedback, a lot of questions, and you know, we were able to answer those questions.
I thought it was great. We had a former mayor there and a former mayor's wife, and they asked questions, which was good because I think there was a lot of faith and trust in those two administrations. And so felt like people had a chance. You know, what's disappointing is the people who seem to be the least informed and are easy to share things that aren't factual don't show up.
Right.
And so you can't teach and educate if they're not there, but you just hope that someone somewhere is making those connections and things like this opportunity here.
How do we get the keyboard warriors in the room?
They don't want to come. They don't want to come. But so they're invited.
Of the 12 items, what got the most traction or attention?
I think the library's really high up. Well, I say that, and then the next thought I have is the animal facility. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves our animals in Cherokee County and in Tahlequah especially. One lady did say, if the shelter's in it, then I'm in, to speak. That's kind of paraphrasing what she said. But she and others, it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The things they'll be able to do under one roof, and not just dogs but cats, and a place to come in and meet your pet for possible adoption,
mm-hmm.
a place to get treatment and it's medical assistance. It's really going to be nice, but there's so much on that list that you just are thankful that our community members had enough interest and were able to say, I'd really like to see restrooms at the cemetery.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you don't utilize the cemetery, you don't know that. But if you are there and you need one,
right,
it's the porta potty over on lot 7
right.
type
right.
thing. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see the interest and the things that are going to help with the quality of life in our community.
Mm-hmm. Those are the things that set your community apart.
Yeah. I've said before, I don't want people to commute to work here. I want them to live here and play here and mm-hmm. work here as well. So I think these 12 items will help with that.
Taylor, was there an item that poked out to you?
You know, the ones that the mayor mentioned, but also the amphitheater that's mm-hmm. proposed downtown. I think that's a really positive movement to get some life downtown for those businesses. We obviously have the many festivals that we host, and so mm-hmm. it just adds to that, and I think it'll be a really cool facility.
Was there a big question you weren't expecting someone to get? Was there something discovered last night or taught last night that
on Tuesday?
Or Tuesday, sorry, I keep... Hey, guys.
Yeah. I don't think anything came up that I hadn't expected, but it was good to see faces that you haven't seen at anything else that wanted to learn.
Awesome.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Maybe something of the future. Maybe you'll see them more often.
We hope so.
So when people answer yes on the 25th, when will these projects begin?
Yeah, that's a good question. The tax expires on the last day of March in 2028. And so we couldn't actually spend those funds until after that. And mm-hmm. so April of 2028 is when we would anticipate receiving the funds and beginning projects.
So awesome. The time lapse there between the election and April of 2028 Taylor, you want to share with how that time would be used?
Yeah, so a lot of these projects would require some type of architectural or engineering plans. And so in between, if it's passed, we do have funds set aside currently to develop those plans, hire those architects and engineers. So we have plans ready to go and bid out in preparation for the tax extension to go into effect.
Exciting times.
Yes. And I don't know if we touched on the second tax, because there's technically two, isn't there? We talked about the one with the projects on it, but the other one is a permanent tax, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So proposition number two is a permanent tax. There's no expiration on it. It is a quarter of a cent. And so the two taxes combined is you're paying 75 cents for every $100 you spend.
Oh.
And so that's just some perspective for this.
Yeah.
Sales tax. But the funds for this particular proposition would be used in our general fund. And the idea is we've, over the last decades, have increased our facilities, our park system,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't increased our general fund to maintain and operate those.
Oh, okay.
And so a good example would be the Talaquatics facility.
Mm-hmm.
That was from the 2013 bond. We've had to replace the diving boards. We've had to replace pumps. We're going to replace the slides this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all still operating on the 2 cents that we operate on now. And so this increase will help carry that along and not impact our regular day-to-day operations that we are required to do.
Well said. Well said. I actually do think I understand that now.
All right. Well, I think anything else that we should mention at the moment?
We just want people to get out and vote.
Yes.
You can start a week from Thursday, I believe, with the early voting mm-hmm. down at the what's that place called?
Election board.
Election board. Yes, I can show you where it is on the map.
Yeah.
You can start on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then the general election will be on the 25th, 7 to 7. And it's very important that the people get out and vote.
Yes, good.
Hey, if you see these two out, ask them. Go to the City of Tahlequah website. Look it over. There's all the information is right there for
mm-hmm.
you. Do not have to be uninformed.
They have the entire ballot on there, the example ballot, or sample ballot is what it's called, along with all of the 12 proposed projects. That way you can stay informed as well, because I know we didn't touch all 12 during
this
interview.
They can reach out to their councilman as well.
Awesome. All Perfect. Right, guys. Well, that was Take Me Downtown. We're going to go into the 2 news, weather forecast break, and of course, more music afterwards.
On Lakes Country, 102.1.